You're listening to the Discovery COVID-19 podcast. Our expert guests help you to understand coronavirus disease 2019 and how you can manage your health, well-being and financial security during this time.
This is Dr. Colin DeLinde, clinical psychologist, chatting to you about going back to work after lockdown and also a very important topic, which is all around stigma. So going back to work. So this is quite an ambivalent one for many people, because on the one hand, you've been sitting at home, maybe working online, maybe bored, maybe feeling stuck and desperate to get out there again. And yet now that the time has come, there's an ambivalence. Do I want to? Will it be risky? But actually, I can't wait to see everybody, see my own space, just get out of home. So you'd be sitting with a lot of these ambivalences. And what I always recommend is to allow time for adjustment. And even if you're not somebody who's feeling you need that, the majority of people will. So make allowances for that. And the best analogy I can think of is if you've had a fast or say a tummy bug and, you know, the next day you're feeling much better or the fast has ended and now it's time to eat. I would really not recommend that you hit the dessert buffet and fill up on all sorts of rich cakes and chocolates and that sort of thing, because you're going to feel really ill too much too soon. So I'd always recommend starting small with a few crackers and toast and then building up. And this is exactly the same for getting back to work. You know, your journey to work, traffic, actually walking into the building, being with a lot of people, seeing everybody. You know, people now have masks on, now there's social distancing. So there's definitely going to be time needed for the physical adjustment and for the emotional and mental adjustment. So I'd now like to move on to stigma. And the reason why I want to talk about that is that if we're going to stigmatize people, they're probably going to hide their symptoms. And they might even hide it from themselves, not wanting to think that they might have symptoms. They're not going to reach out and chat to somebody, maybe a GP, maybe a friend, express some of those fears. And, you know, it is flu season coming, so maybe they aren't symptoms of COVID, but maybe they are. So the first thing is we don't want people to have to hide their symptoms, because we know that if they're scared that they're going to be ostracized, blamed, seen as negative or stupid or wrong or careless in some way, we know that they're going to be not wanting to disclose those symptoms. And in fact, they're going to be more anxious. They're going to be more stressed, which is really not good for immune function. And it's not good for functioning in general. And I just like to remind you, you know, that this is an invisible thing. So you could be really being careful, taking precautions, and you could still catch it. And I just want you to remember that this could be you, or it could be your loved one. And how would you want them to be treated? And those of you who are parents may remember a number of years ago, there was a lice epidemic. And this was at a lot of the Sandton schools, shall we say. And I remember clearly moms feeling quite paranoid. What if your child had it? And, you know, people are going to think that somehow you did a wrong thing or you live in a dirty home. And it wasn't about that at all, because these things were incredibly catching and hard to get rid of. And I know that lice are not COVID, but we can use analogy to help us remember. So if we're talking a little bit more about stigma, let's look at our context. So I think we've all become a bit paranoid about other people. Who could be a carrier? Who's already sick but they're not showing any symptoms yet? Is that a sneeze or a sneeze? And when we forget that we're all people, that we're all the same under the skin, we start to separate my people from other people, or good people from sick people. And then the step towards fear and stigma is not very far. So what I again want to remind you is that this virus, like most viruses and bacteria and things, it shows no discrimination. We've all seen in the press, the rich, the famous, the beautiful, everyone's been infected so far. the greats, the man in the street, it's actually left no one out so far. So let's take a lesson from this virus. It doesn't discriminate, for it we're all the same. And therein lies the lesson, that we are actually all the same. And so now that we're in a new phase, fresh out of a hard lockdown, starting to get back to work, we're revisiting our old routines, going back to a degree of normality. Again, this means other people. And we're looking at them. Are they safe to hug? Are they safe to stand next to in the lift or on the stairs or even with a distance? Is it safe to go near them in the corridor, even if it is at a bit of a distance? And so here we find ourselves waving politely from the side, watching everybody for the slightest sign of a cough or a sniff. And we need a middle way. So keep your physical distance, but stay emotionally connected. And again, I want to emphasize we're all equal in that nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to make other people sick. Nobody wants to be isolated. And nobody wants to be blamed for getting this really contagious virus, however they got it. And just think, if they had the flu, you might keep a bit of a distance, although often we don't, but they would still be your friend or your colleague. And we need to remember our interconnection. The analogy that always makes me think of this is that if the foot had a thorn in it, the rest of the body wouldn't blame or judge it and call it stupid for stepping on the thorn, and we wouldn't ignore it either. So the brain would tell the hand to take the thorn out, and the hand would be happy to do this. So just keep in mind that us as a society, humanity, we're all interconnected, so we want to stay safe and we want to keep a middle way. So please remember, we're all equal from the virus's perspective, and therein is a very powerful lesson that we're all equal in that nobody wants to get sick, make somebody else sick, or be isolated or rejected or blamed. So middle way.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery. Stay informed, stay healthy.